Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com for 2017 Auto Show savings on their entire inventory of SUVs and trucks, including Silverado pickups. Don't miss the Auto Show discounts at Apple Chevy. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads. You're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple
Chevrolet. Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today at the Lowe's Spring Savings Event, where you'll find huge deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like paint and primer starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Plus, get 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 2/3 through 4/10. Flooring offer valid 2/15 through 2/22. See store for details. U.S. only.
Who doesn't want three times more? Three times more whipped cream on your sundae?
Keep it coming.
Or three times more vacation days?
Oh, I could get used to this.
Well, WOW is now giving you three times the internet speed without three times the price. So triple down and get up to 100 megabits per second internet for $39.99 a month with a two-year agreement. Visit WOWWay.com today. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit WOWWay.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. It's never too early to think about college football. Join Coach Fitz and the Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bulls host Boston tonight before they are off for the All-Star break. Jimmy Butler, Nico Meritich will play. Dwayne Wade is sick. He may not play. Paul Zipser is out. The Bulls are two games under 500. They currently sit in the seventh spot in the East, just a half a game ahead of Detroit. Elsewhere in the NBA tonight, one other game on the docket. That is the Wizards at the Pacers. That tips about an hour before the Bulls do, and the Bulls and Celtics get things started at 7. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves are off, and they're off today. They play in Texas tomorrow. Some baseball news for you. Spring training, White Sox, Carlos Rodon will start throwing on Friday as the team has limited his workload for the offseason.
Our players who won a World Series for the first time, I see the opposite of complacency. From talking to them, I see now they understand that this game is all about winning and winning the whole thing. It's not about playing time. It's not about contracts. It's not about anything else. It's all about winning. And so it's further clarified their priorities.
That's Theo Epstein this morning with Spiegel and Parkins. You can catch that entire interview at 670thescore.com. For the Cubs, all position players must report tomorrow. Those who haven't, they'll have their first full team workout on Saturday. PGA, it's the Genesis Open first round. Dustin Johnson is 6-under through 12. A hot start with a group of four, just two shots back, including lefty and Luke Donald. Jordan Spieth tees it up about 90 minutes from now. College hoops tonight, Big Ten action. Michigan hosts number 11, Wisconsin. This scoreboard update is sponsored by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. Fried chicken is crispy, savory, and universally delicious, but now it's also a chalupa. That's right. Taco Bell has created the first shell made out of crispy, marinated, all-white meat fried chicken. The new Naked Chicken Chalupa from Taco Bell, part chalupa, all fried chicken. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
I've never been in a trade rumor.
With my teammates, you know, only thing I tell them is there's nothing you can do about it. You can't control it, so why focus on it? You know, it's like, you know, it's a decision that's made up top, and there's nothing that you can control. It ain't like you can say, hey, guys, I don't want to get traded. Like, if you're in the trade room, then they possibly thinking about trading you. And then some of it ain't even real, you know, so you can't put too much merit on it anyway. You got to focus on what you can control, what you can control.
I haven't talked much about that. You know, there's all 30 teams are calling each other right now. Still, most of them are lying to each other until those last couple days, you know, before the deadline, which I believe is the 23rd. You know, our job right now is to try to get our team focused and go out and play the solid basketball.
This changed the outlook moving.
Man, all losses,
trade
dude.
Deadline coming up.
I don't, that's not my job. I don't care about no damn trade deadline. I just want to win now. Not later, now. I want to win right now.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. We're live out here at the Chicago Auto Show in the Toyota Sports Corner on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. We're throwing squishy balls at people's kids as they walk past and talking a little basketball with you right here. It's time for us to go out to the Home Run & Pizza Hotline and our guy Casey Johnson, who covers the Bulls for the Chicago Tribune. Casey, long time no talk to you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing? Nice to hear you guys together.
Thank you.
Always fun to be together, especially out here amongst the people at the Chicago Auto Show. Casey's on Twitter at KCJHoop. So, finally, it seems as if the national media is picking up on this idea. Wait a second here. Maybe the Bulls could opt to push the button on something. And what I wrestle with, Casey, is, as you reported, you got the scoop that John Paxson and Gar Forman, even if the Bulls miss the playoffs, will be back in their respective positions. Does that make them more or less likely to make any kind of high-risk deadline moves? What do you think?
You know, just having covered this franchise for as long as I have, I think, and you guys are aware of it as well, it's a pretty methodical franchise. So I guess the way I would answer that, Dan, is that I don't really feel like that news has any bearing on how they approach the trade deadline. They've always felt secure. They continue to feel secure. And it's a franchise that traditionally has liked to build to the draft. Contrary to some opinion, they've actually been fairly active on trade deadlines and trades in general. I mean, they traded Derrick Rose, who obviously at one point that would have been unthinkable. But they go about their business in a very methodical fashion. So I don't really feel like this development that they are going to be here next year regardless affects how they view their jobs. They just feel like if it betters the Bulls long term, they'll do it. And if it doesn't, they won't. And I also know that there's probably some differing opinion within the organization about how to approach, you know, this big decision.
Speaking of that differing opinion, we kind of know the public persona of one John Paxson. I mean, a lot of people here have covered him as a player and now as a front office person, and understanding that he is a competitive guy and he's had to speak to the team a couple of times since the Fred Hoiberg regime has started here. How is this setting with him? You know, we've been trying to ask ourselves the last couple of weeks. We know what Pax is and we know what he isn't. We know he's a competitor. How is dealing with this situation and what kind of stock that he has invested in this team emotionally and personally, how is this sitting with him and why not be the guy who presses the button, or is he just leaving that up to the people that are below him?
Well, you know, it's clear that there's four principal decision makers with this franchise. So that's obviously the two Reinsdorfs, John and Gar. And typically what happens, at least what I've been told or led to believe what happens, is when there's a big decision facing the franchise, they get in a room and they talk it out. and there's obviously going to be some times where there's some disagreement, but ultimately they reach an organizational consensus. That's just how they approach big decisions. As far as how John feels about it, you know, all you can go by is what he has said publicly. And, you know, we have three instances of that. So last year when they failed to make the playoffs at the, you know, post-mortem at the, on the night of the last regular season game, he talked about how if you're talking about leadership, you're probably not doing a very good job of leadership. To me, that was a direct shot at Jimmy Butler. He also then, on media day, came out for the first time alongside Gar Forman, first time he'd been out front on media day in several years, and talked about accountability and, you know, how there needs to be better accountability throughout the franchise. And then he gave the Christmas Day interview to David Schuster on your guys' very airwaves and talked about how if you're in the middle of the pack and drafting from the middle of the pack, you typically aren't in a good position. And right now they're scheduled to be in the middle of the pack. I don't know. I read that as somebody who probably would be up for a full rebuild, but maybe I'm wrong.
We had heard that Taj Gibson was a possibility going to a contender. We know there is some increased volatility in the East with the injury to Kevin Love. Then the Raptors tried to strike quickly and adding Serge Ibaka and paying a pretty steep price for that acquisition. So Taj Gibson could net them maybe a late first. And in some rumors we've read elsewhere, Doug McDermott available, Robin Lopez available. So it is possible that in a very brief period of time here, and we keep calling it the All-Star break, but it's really not. We're what, two-thirds, three-quarters almost done with the season, that they could get themselves an opportunity for multiple higher first-round draft picks and a chance to really do something here if, in fact, all this stuff is true that these discussions are being had on multiple fronts.
Well, I would say this. I can't remember a season I've covered where coming out of the break there's 25 games left. It's crazy this year. You know, there's this popular theory out there that Taj Gibson would automatically net you a first round pick. I'm not so sure. And that's not a knock against Taj. He's a wonderful piece for a contender, one of the most low maintenance players I've ever covered. Always positive, does his job, whatever you ask him. You know, obviously great team guy and still very good on the court. But, you know, first round picks, it's kind of cliche, like they're gold because of, you know, your cost control and low rookie scale contract. With this new CBA, you times that by 10. So, you know, the Cavaliers gave up a first round pick to get Korver because LeBron wanted it to happen. I don't really see first round picks flying around like, you know, free money here between now and the deadline. If you can get a first round pick for Taj, God bless Taj Gibson. I love the guy. He's one of the favorite guys I've ever covered. I would do that in a heartbeat. I'm just not so sure you're going to be able to. I'd be stunned if you got a first-round pick for Doug McDermott. Stunned. And then the other factor about Taj is, obviously, getting back to Taj for a second, he's a rental player. So that's another reason why I think it's to me, a little bit far-fetched to get a first-round pick. Obviously, the first-round picks that you're talking about, high-level first-round picks, the only person you're getting that for is Jimmy Butler. And as of now, the word around the league, and I've reported this, is that, you know, as of right now, the Celtics have given no indications they're giving up those Nets picks. Now, obviously, we got a long way to go between now and next Thursday. All that stuff gets serious in the last 24, 48 hours. And, you know, even if the Celtics made those picks available, I don't have a sense right now how the Bulls would react to that, other than obviously they would listen.
What has to happen in the Jimmy Butler era of the Bulls for the Bulls front office to realize or think to themselves, you know what, we're on the other side of this thing? I know he's, you know, going to his third All-Star game now, I believe, and he's worked himself into a tremendous player and something that I never thought he would be. And it's kudos to him. He bet on himself and he got paid for it. And all of that is commendable and respectable. But what do the Bulls have to see or not see over this year and the next year for them to say, okay, we don't want to get caught again with a fading asset, because his minutes are looking like the minutes of every star player in the last, I don't know, 10 years for this Bulls team?
That's a great question, Jason. And I think you can come at it from two ways. And I would add one other factor to that. I've written this several times. If this guy gets all NBA this season or you know, two of the next three seasons, he's looking at that designated player exception. You're looking at, like, projecting where the cap's going to be, a six-year, $220, $230 million extension for that guy in 2 years when he's, you know, close to 30 for a 6-year deal. So that's another factor to me that you really have to weigh heavily. So taking your question, though, from an organizational standpoint, and this is just my thoughts. I mean, obviously you'd have to ask them directly what it would take for them. There's a sense that, you know, last year was kind of, everybody saw it. It was a team sputtering to the end of the closing of a championship window. Everyone just wanted to get away from each other. So that was Jimmy's first real year or attempt to be a leader. You can certainly make the case that he has taken another step this year. It's casually being thrown around now. He's a top 10 player. That may be the case. You can clearly confidently say the top 15 player. He's going to be on one of the all three All-NBA teams this year. So, you know, from the pro standpoint of keeping Jimmy, you can say, all right, this is year one free of Derek. What can this guy do for us moving forward? But in the side of getting rid of Jimmy, it's what I brought up before, that 6-year, $230 million contract, and also the fact that, and this is not all on Jimmy because he doesn't have a good supporting cast around him either, but what have you won with Jimmy Butler as an elite player? And again, that's not Jimmy's fault. But you have to ask yourself that, you know, do we have enough around him to win as our franchise player? Right now that answer is no. So why not take that best asset and cash it into a rebuild and try with that cast?
Am I wrong to speculate that Nikola Mirotic is shot at this point? That this is a guy who was sort of teetering at an inflection point in his career, and it went completely the wrong way instead of going in the way that so many optimists thought it could. That if I'm scouting him over the large scale of evidence that we have, I would advise him to get a nice, lucrative European contract. And you're laughing, but I'm dead serious. That if he could, where he could just be comfortable and play once a week and practice twice a week and just play that game and play until he's 42 and he could set himself up nicely. It's just, this doesn't look like his league.
Well, I'm only laughing, Dan, because I wrote that story. I met him after a game in Philadelphia in January and asked him that very story. And I just said, look, I'm not trying to be insulting, but that's a good lifestyle over there. And you've moved your wife and newborn kid over to a new culture and learning a new language because you wanted to play at this level. And it hasn't gone that well for you. So why not go back to that? And he was very open and forthright about it. He said that, you know, he still believes he can play at this level and, you know, recognize that that was a nice lifestyle with Real Madrid. You're absolutely right. It's a different lifestyle. You make a good living. You practice less. You play less. You're, you know, more comfortable as a European player in your home country and that kind of stuff. So I absolutely agree with you. I can just tell you what he told me, at least publicly on the record, is that he still wants to play at the highest level that there is. And is looking forward to seeing how restricted free agency turns out this summer. But yeah, that was why my line of questioning was that for him after that game in January.
We're at the All-Star break. If you can put a kind of a summary, I don't want to put a grade on it or anything like that, but the Dwayne Wade tenure, the Dwayne Wade year so far, how would you summarize it?
You know, it got off to such an amazing start because, you know, he's clearly he's seen it all. He's been in every situation. He's been on championship teams. He's been on 15-win teams. Nothing fazes the guy. He's incredibly savvy about what's going on around the league. He's incredibly savvy about media dealings. He's, you know, very much been a good thing for Jimmy Butler. He's been great with the media. I do think the night that he went off, I think that was probably not constructive, obviously, for the franchise. And I also know that he didn't like being fined for that because, you know, he didn't feel like he really did or said anything wrong. Well, he didn't feel like he did anything wrong, but, you know, if you listen to his comments the next day when we got him, he said, you know, if I'm in front of you guys 10 times, there's 9 times I'm going to say it right. One time I probably would want to have back. I think he recognized that, you know, when you scorch the earth, the soft-minded guys, you know, like probably Nico, like he was calling out, are going to have trouble putting those words back in the bottle. Those words don't go away. So I think that sullied it a little bit. Look, I'm talking about all off-the-court stuff right now. On the court, he's been pretty darn good. He's obviously had games where he's carried them down the stretch, particularly when Jimmy's out. Most recent example being that Sacramento victory. And, you know, he can still turn it on, just not to the extent that he can did before, obviously, because he's, you know, 35. But I don't know. Putting a grade on it, that seems kind of arbitrary. I would say overall positive. There's definitely been some negative to it, but overall positive experience.
You going to take a break yourself?
I just hoping I use punctuation in tonight's stories.
Oh, the desk will clean it up. Believe me, there have been NBA writers in this town that didn't even know how to spell.
Yeah, beat writers need all-star breaks. So yes, Teddy Greenstein will be representing the Tribune in New Orleans. So I will, I'll be chasing some youth around at the on the north side, watching some youth sports this weekend.
Hey, Simeon Evanston, I believe on Friday, tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'll be in Evanston watching some hockey on Saturday and Sunday. So there you go.
Maybe I'll bump into you then, man. Have a good one, Casey.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Casey Johnson of the Chicago Tribune. We've added a basketball guest for 3:40. Sherrod Blakely of CSN Boston will tell us about the Celtics. We'll also talk some baseball with Dave Cameron of Fangraphs at 4 o'clock. And next, after a brief timeout, we are going to give away a seat at the 2017 Charity Poker Championship. So keep it here if you want to play a week from tonight to help kids with cancer and leukemia via the One Step programs. It might be your lucky day. We got three of those seats to give away today. We're Bernstein and Goff, and you have the score.
Chicago's number one sports morning show is Mully and Hanley, live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. It did not take long for the Spanos family to make another very questionable decision. After moving their team to a city where pretty much nobody wants them, the Chargers are now doubling down with new ticket prices that will make them the most expensive in the NFL. Now, maybe I missed that class in college. I mean, is that Business 101, Econ 5? Take a team where nobody wants them, charge them a price that nobody will pay. I want so badly to give these guys the benefit of the doubt. Anthony Lynn was so impressed. Super Bowl week. The roster is actually sneaky good, but then the Spanos family makes another decision that reminds you why they are one of the more tone-deaf ownership groups in all of sports. $200 tickets to see the Chargers. We're not talking about Foxborough or experiencing Lambeau Field. It's a soccer stadium in Carson. Good luck with that. Trust me, you'll need it. I'm Jim Rome.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com for 2017 Auto Show Savings. Find your tag. Find your savings on Apple Chevy's entire inventory of new Chevys, including Cruises, Malibus, and Equinox. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Imagine what you could get done if everything was three times as fast. You could read Moby Dick in 3 hours.
Poor Ahab.
You could watch an entire season of your favorite show in a single afternoon.
How long to the next season?
And you could fit an entire commercial into 30 seconds. Which is why WowNow offers three times the speed, but without three times the price. And now you can get up to 100 megabits per second internet, plus medium cable on your choice of a premium channel for $74.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. So hurry up and visit Huawei.com to learn more. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Limited time. Maximum savings. Grossinger Hyundai in Lincolnwood is dropping every payment. That's right. Every payment, every Hyundai. Saving you thousands of dollars. During our Hyundai Seize the Moment event, 2017 Hyundai Elantra SEs have dropped to just $99 per month or just $12.5. Right now, drive a new 2017 Santa Fe Sport for only $159 per month and get special auto show savings on hundreds of new Hyundais. Grossinger has dropped every payment on every vehicle, including yours. And every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 mile limited powertrain protection and the Hyundai Assurance, including new 2017 Elantras for just $99 per month. Now, at Grossinger Hyundai in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingerhyundainorth.com. That's grossingerhyundainorth.com. Elantra 36 months, Santa Fe 24 month lease, plus tax, title, license, and $172.15 dock fee. You must qualify. Elantra $32.99 and Sonata $32.89 due at signing, plus tax, title, license, and $169.27 dock fee. Zero security deposit expires at month end.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today at the Lowe's Spring Savings Event, where you'll find huge deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like paint and primer starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Plus, get 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 2/3 through 4/10. Flooring offer valid 2/15 through 2/22. See store for details. U.S. only.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand. When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him.
One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
This week in music history.
This week in 1990, Freddie Mercury made his final public appearance on stage at an award show. Rapper Tupac Shakur was sentenced to 1.5 to 4.5 years in prison on a sexual abuse charge. This week in 1995, Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On set a new record for the most radio airplays in the U.S. with 116 million plays in 1 week. This week in 1998. This week in 2012, Whitney Houston had an invitation-only memorial at a church in New Jersey.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Let's play some cards.
Let's do just that. We are 1 week away. 1 week from today, we will be gathering at the Montgomery Club at 500 West Superior Street in Chicago for the 2017 Charity Poker Championship, presented by Raymond James and also sponsored by Robert W. Baird, David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage, and Associated Agencies Incorporated. And we are getting together for a fabulous night of Texas Hold'em Poker. We are going to send somebody to the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas, a $10,000 value. We've got thousands of dollars in prizes for others at our final table. I think we still have a couple of high roller seats available. If you want to grab your seat, you should do that now. Go to onestepcamp.org, go to @MidwestPoker on Twitter, or you can see the pinned tweet on my Twitter feed @Dan_Bernstein. But right now, we've got one of three seats to give away between now and 6 o'clock. Caller 10 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, will win a coveted seat to be a part of this fabulous evening. We are still compiling our list of celebrity bounties. And what happens is if you knock one of these people out...
If you are a bounty killer.
If you're a bounty hunter, if you are Boba Fett, yes, you end up winning a special prize. and we've added a couple to this list. Now we now have three actors from Chicago Fire on NBC, along with Joe Minoso and Yuri Sardarov. We've got Randy Flagler, who is going to be joining us, and Marley Caden, who has been a mainstay at this and who is a favorite, just an absolute force of nature at this event. She from NBC5. Lawrence Holmes is going to be a bounty. Danny Parkins is going to be a bounty. And Jason Benetti, voice of the White Sox, is going to be a bounty as well.
And he'll entertain you the whole time he's beating the pants off of you.
Yes, you can listen to his dulcet tones while he's taking your entire stack of chips. And let the record show...
Talk to him about ACC basketball and Sox baseball.
Let the record show we're now even with hitting kids in the face with squishy balls.
Don't do this.
We're
don't
even.
No, I had help with mine.
What do you mean?
Our guy, Matt Pullman, engineer extraordinaire, threw a ball at a kid. I didn't know he was into the ball throwing game. I thought it was just you and I and the promotions guys.
Right.
All of a sudden, Matt lobs a ball at like 95 miles
It was
miles
like the old
hour.
Dodgeball trick,
yeah,
right? The old
high-low. You throw one up and you peg a kid in the stomach.
And he's tracking that one and then you hit him in the face.
Yeah, he throws the kid like a circle change. The kid's tracking it. Next thing you know, I give him a straight heater and it hits him in the face.
And that's sports media or local media royalty there. That's Rex Huckabee. Kid. Don't hit Rex Hupke's kid in the face with a squishy ball. I just knocked over some random toddler.
Well,
I can get away with that. Rex will send his people after you.
Oh, there goes that Rex Hupke privilege again.
I'm telling you, he's gonna send his people. His private security detail is going to come get you.
My bad, Isaac Hupke. I apologize, and now you can go to school and tell people that I got hit in the face by a sports radio, you know, idiot.
Yes.
Jason Goff.
In the face.
Yes, in the face. Yeah, so I apologize, Isaac, if you're listening or not listening. Someone tell Isaac Hupke I meant no harm. I love him, and I love his dad's columns.
But we're even. Between now and six,
we're not.
One of us has to hit a kid in the face.
Oh, dude, don't tempt me, because that transition period where, like, you know, a couple of guys are standing up here and they're going to take over, I'll just peg a kid right in the ear.
No.
I'll just ear hole a kid and run away. Have him beat up Barry Ross.
One of us, you know, one of us has to hit Spiegel's kid in the face with a ball.
I'm down.
Because he said he's bringing his kid by, right?
I'm down. That means you're going to have to hang out with Spiegel and his kid afterward, though. They're going to have to get nursed back to health. It's a thing. So yeah, I don't know if you want to take that on. But yeah, no, I'll peg Rubes. Rubes and I have had many a battle. We had a battle in Bourbonnais. You know, we came over to the broadcast site. We had a little rumble there.
Yeah.
Had a rumble the first time I met him. So this will be the Thrilling in Manila part three with me and Rubes.
I miss it. I can't do it with my kid anymore.
What?
I
just getting it on?
Like, we had
just a little wrestling match every once in a while?
Well, we had a, I forgot what we called it. We were playing basement hockey, and it became,
nobody's watching that either.
It became anything. Like, it wasn't, first he just got his stick and he's, you know, firing the squishy balls. And then it was, he just started picking up stuff. And it was like, I had to stop anything from getting into the goal.
Oh, so he's just throwing things.
Footballs. We've got a box in the basement.
He used the stick, though.
No, then he just started chucking things. And then he, like, was throwing coins. He's doing the AA batteries.
Bernstein hazing?
No, seriously. I'm like, dude, what was that? He goes, it was a battery.
Well,
it
Jason,
hurt.
Good job. I'm glad you did that to your
Look,
English
I'll
father.
Give up a goal if you're firing batteries at me, because he didn't tell me that when the batteries run out in the Xbox controllers, there were like 20 AA batteries that were just
vibrating.
I said, why didn't you throw them out?
Well, he's your kid. What do you mean? You need somebody to take care of him.
Throw batteries at people.
Well, I mean,
he was just picking up anything he could find and throwing it at me.
He's Jason Arrieta. He's just hazing people in
that he made me dress.
If you don't want to live here, then beat it.
maybe he's an Eagles fan.
That must be right.
Booing Santa.
Yeah, throwing snowballs at Santa.
Cheering when Michael Irvin breaks
snow
his
around,
neck
around batteries. Sure,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
fine. And plus, he's throwing them at you. I don't think anyone's complaining about that.
Well, he was trying to throw him in the goal.
No, he wasn't.
Oh. Yeah.
He was trying to hit you with
them. I think Matt's right. I think he was throwing them right at your head.
He's pulling out car batteries.
Stop this, Dad! Old cell phone batteries. Just chucking them at
flipping them like a frisbee at your forehead. There's a lot of forehead there to hit, too.
More every year.
Hey, you know, and I thought the the Maddox thing was pretty funny. I know you took a shot there at my Twitter, but it was I thought it was the best thing you saw all day.
I didn't take a shot at your Twitter.
Yeah, you did. You actually said it word for word. It's the best thing you'll see all day.
I thought it was David Hodge.
Because it's one thing to see lunatic in the White House, and everyone just tweets him now all the time, and to see something entertaining. I thought it was pretty funny.
It was okay. Maybe
it's because you have no sense of humor. You didn't quite get it.
I thought there'd be more of a payoff. And I also
think the payoff was that a Hall of Fame pitcher was in disguise throwing batting practice to a guy who had no clue because he's just a nice genuine kid.
I thought he was in a fat suit, but he's not.
You know, the first shot you get a full body look, I was like, good grief, man.
Well, you knew that was going to happen to Greg, though.
It happened before he finished playing.
He did. Remember
Greg's the greatest pitcher of all time that looked like a substitute.
No, remember the open I made about him?
Yes, about the face within a face. Right?
Oh, yeah. No, it was wasn't it an Aerosmith song? Isn't it Aerosmith?
Dude looks like a lady. Yeah, because what did we say that he looked like? Didn't you use
like secretary body or what was it that you were saying?
I remember. I remember the moment. I just don't remember the specifics.
Right, he got like a pear-shaped sort of.
You said something. It was all you, Dan.
Middle-aged woman's body.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you said that exactly. Probably. Yeah.
Back in the days.
Oh, when the opens really sucked?
Yeah. Oh, kidding me? Getting there like 20 minutes before.
10 o'clock show. We're doing production at 9:45. All right, we got to go.
Whatever together and yep. Have fun, boys.
Didn't matter. Look where it got me.
Saucy fingers.
Oh, man. I miss those saucy fingers.
Yeah. I miss that
Oh,
place.
Those things smelled.
They were awesome, though.
No, they smelled.
Where did those come from?
O'Toole's.
From O'Toole's.
Yeah, they had like that vinegary smell to them.
Great.
They were like wings without the bones. What do you mean?
Yeah.
You're acting like it's wrong. Garbage.
Breaded.
Yeah, chicken fingers.
Yeah, they were chicken fingers with hot sauce on it.
What's wrong with you?
Did you mean comrade?
Oh, cosmonaut. Yeah, comrade. And cosmonaut.
Well, that works too.
All cosmonauts were comrades, just not all comrades were cosmonauts.
Vladimir Bernstein? Seriously? I mean, what do you...
Cognac.
You hate America now?
Gagarin. What do you mean it's like cognac?
Cognac, like... All whiskey, all cognac
is brandy.
Brandy, but not all brandy is cognac.
Correct.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. You have Armagnac and other brandies.
Armand Gilliam.
I'm sorry.
Arm and Hammer.
This thing. Yeah. Exactly. Arntellum. That's not.
I'm done.
Arm and Leg.
Oh. Give me something, Bernsie. Come on. Help out.
Armin Katayan.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
There it is for the win.
Yeah.
Right. We're done.
Yep. That's it.
Okay.
Arm in a shirt sleeve?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Works.
I'd take it.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. It's never too early. Oh, man, is it late? 2:35. Think about college football. Join Coach Fitz and the Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall. Go Cats! Season tickets on sale now. At NUSports.com. Sports, 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 sports. This scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, NewMailMedical.com. The security leader for over 140 years, trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the Bernstein Golf Show here on 670 The Score. Celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
How would you like to see the movie John Wick, Chapter 2?
I would like to.
You've been
to.
Talking about it. Yes. You haven't seen it, but you're not allowed to win. You are ineligible.
Young Wick.
Somebody is going to win if they are caller number 9 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. That lucky person will win 2 tickets to John Wick Chapter 2 for any Cinemark theater in Chicagoland. Jesus, taking aim at another small child.
Well,
bounce doesn't count.
This lady allowed the kid to run like 30 feet away. So, there it is. Watch this.
Yeah, go on
a dime. Yeah, my guy.
There it is.
Making the play out there.
Yep. See? Be aggressive.
Good one, soldier.
Go after it. Play the ball.
I see you out there. I see you out there. Kidding me? A kid's a young Carlos Sanchez right there. Or Yolmer Sanchez.
Yolmer Sanchez, yes. Right? Maybe he is. Somebody has to replace Carlos Sanchez now that Carlos isn't Carlos anymore.
I need that kid's infielder information. Who's watching these children?
How about, did you see, there was some weird guy that walked over here, and he asked engineer Matt Pullman, he goes, where's the smoke room?
Is that like code for something?
No, it's like, where can I have a smoke? Where's the smoke room?
There's a designated area
outside.
Near the Lakeside Center staircase. Yeah. Yeah, outside.
Outside is the smoke room.
Been in the South recently where you could still smoke indoors, and it is death. Like, you realize how much greater your lifestyle is not having to be around people who smoke. Like, you're still going into bars and still going to restaurants, and just a blanket of smoke covering the place. It's like being in Vegas all the time.
Ugh.
You know, like, where you, I messed around and got a smoking room in Vegas. Well, a couple of, was it two?
Why would you do that?
The time before last.
Because you wanted to have your Black and Miles?
Right. I thought I was going to hit a Black and Mile up or a cigar up after I lost all my money. It was as bad an experience as I've ever had in a room. And I've had some bad experiences.
I changed my mind.
Yeah, dude. I know. I called downstairs. I'm like, is there any way I can get out of this smoking room? She's like, no, sir. You're locked in for the next three. Yeah. You're not locked.
Seriously?
At the Flamingo. Yeah, you're locked in for the next 3 days. I'm like, all right. No, it's the Stratosphere. It's at the Stratosphere. Yeah, all the way at the south end of the strip. I'm like, all right, I'll never do this again. Woke up with a sore throat every single day. It was just awful. So, yes, the smoke room is not close to here because this beautiful carpet, you don't want this
carpet
being saturated with smoke. I got Matt Poultman told me that they pull this thing up. They don't even go to the next auto show with this. They just pull this thing up, and I don't know if they toss it or what, but there's a lot of, like, how many square feet?
Wait, they pull up all the carpet and throw it out?
Yeah, they don't go to the Detroit Auto Show with this or the Vegas one. They just do away with this carpet. It's beautiful carpet. It's the softest carpet I've ever felt in my life.
You could give it to like local schools that could use it
somewhere.
Give it
to carpetless families.
Do you know how many people are in dire need of carpet?
Real deal. Well, going back to the 80s, if that's the case.
I'm saying you could carpet lower Wacker and help some people out who are sleeping on the streets.
Now, that would be excellent. You know, give somebody that doesn't have a carpet.
My guy Homeless on the bridge.
Adopt
could
a
use
carpet.
Some carpet.
Dial it up.
My guy Church Bus could use some carpet.
Right. So we need to talk to the auto show folks. I need to know what happens to this carpet. Because where do you dispose of this much carpet, too? Like, there's no dumpster that you just roll up on and like, all right, we can drop it here. There's a lot of carpet, damn it. All right, I'm done with the carpet. give me a kid. Give me a
ball. You just missed one.
Give me a ball.
You can't get it to him.
Here goes. No, this little guy over here.
Yeah, good luck. The stuff to the side, doesn't. If you're getting it through, you had a couple nice throws yesterday, bouncing
it's like
it
an
underneath
obstacle course,
those,
right?
Yeah, but you got it underneath the cordoned off area there and rolled it right to one kid's feet.
Yeah, well, I'm good at that. I'm good at hitting other people's kids
with a squishy ball.
Yes.
Careful.
Yeah, not Adrian
that's on
Peterson
tape now.
Style.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I won't take you to my beating room or whatever, but you know, hey, you want this ball, kid?
He does, and the mom doesn't see you, and now he's going to start crying.
That's all right. I'll see you later. You jerk.
You and I will have some speaks later.
Yeah.
You 2 year old.
I am getting like the necessary wardrobe of a child down, though, you know? Because I know people who dress their kids up, like, really fashionably every single day.
Nope.
And take pictures of them and put
sweatpants.
Them on Instagram.
Yeah. Sweatpants and a dry-fit T-shirt.
I'm seeing a bunch of kids with neon T-shirts and plastic pants that nothing will soak in.
All you need are sweatpants and dry-fit T-shirts, everything from either Target or Old Navy.
All right. I'm down.
That's all you need for the rest of your life.
Really?
Except for, like, if they go to, you know, church or
picture
something.
Picture day or something
picture
like
day
that.
Picture day or something like that. You got comb their hair and put a collared shirt on them or something.
Yeah.
Especially with a boy. They don't care.
Or on flights. We used to have to put on a nice pair of pants when
we
got
you remember
on a plane.
That when you were supposed to dress up to travel?
Yeah, because it was a deal. Now it's, you know, you can fly for $72 and all you got to do is...
Well, people have live animals and the, you know...
And people are animals. People taking up... whole rows by themselves and, you know, that kind of thing.
Here's my huge bag of burgers I brought with me.
I'm going to stink up this entire plane with 17 enchiladas that I bought.
I needed 2.5 hours worth of burgers for the flight and I'm buying one of them hummus boxes.
You can forget it.
Screw you and your salad. We actually
I'm
just
wipe my face with a wax paper.
This is an upset, though. We just got our first Rascal sighting, by the way.
Here's the thing. Because of my perspective here, I thought it was just a gliding head that came by yesterday.
The floating head.
Yes, it was a gliding head because it was exactly at the level of this bar here.
Right. And so everything was cut off.
It was sort of like Luke Skywalker's land speeder on Tatooine. It was just a head getting, and I sort of, when I looked up a little bit, it was a guy on a Rascal.
Well, if we've only got one or two Rascals in 2 days of the auto show, that means America's fitness level is where it needs to be.
Or they're dead.
Or that.
It's possible that they're dead.
I'd like to look on the bright side.
Or they're passed out because of a bad bag of fentanyl.
Jesus.
America. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Cubs fans, spring training is underway. It's officially time to talk baseball on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago.
60, 59.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Knaus Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Metallica World Wire Tour live. June 18th, live at Soldier Field.
Hardwired to self-destruct.
Metallica with very special guest. Avenged Sevenfold. Pre-sale for City Card members now through Thursday at 10 p.m. before the general public on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Buy your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Metallica.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day Sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day Sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii Five-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You're going to shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
That sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Q from the North Side is not for your burgers on Plain Slander, Mr. Man.
Oh, those are his, or is that his seatmates?
Yeah, these are his. He's a burger aficionado, so he's got his burgers on the plane and a seatbelt next to him. I believe he bought a seat for his burgers as well.
When you're a high roller like that, well, you might as well. Right?
Jet setter. I'm not about buying food off of the plane and bringing it onto the plane, though. You know, I feel like...
Whatever
the plane officer
should be enough.
I don't want to carry
anything more.
And you don't want to stink up the entire plane, too, right?
Like, I'm going to do that anyway, just that with the food that I'm bringing.
Like, you're being inconsiderate to the person sitting next to you. Like, how do you know?
That's what I mean.
They wanted to smell your Mugu Gai pan or something that.
And I always say, when I walk up to the gate, I can tell you who my seatmate's going to be. And it's the guy with like
you've done this before.
Half a face and tubes sticking out of him. He's like got a respirator and he's got open sores. Or it's the guy who's coughing so hard he's bleeding into a handkerchief. You know, that guy.
Yeah, I usually get sit next to the very polite older lady or the baby. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Like, it's never the hot babe.
Never. Ever, ever, ever. And when it is...
Actually, once.
It's like a red eye, and you're like...
One time.
One
time when we were flying to Acapulco, and it was like the last seat, and it was some college lady on her way to visit friends, and I was like 16, and not only... First, she...
That's when it happens.
That she sits... Right. I'm 16. There's nothing I can... And she sits down, and her shirt was kind of open the whole time.
Of course. And you did nothing to alert her that it was.
Hell no.
No. Yeah, it always happens.
But that was one time in my life.
When you can't do anything about it or something like that. Yeah. And the best is the international flight, because then,
now you don't have to worry, because now you get your own little, like, life pod thing.
Yeah.
And you don't have to interact
or
with
you
anybody.
Fly how I flew for the majority of my life, you know.
Oh, to Belize?
Yeah, that flight to Belize when
you're sitting next to a goat.
Right. Not necessarily.
Hey, so put your seatbelt on.
Oh, the best ride I've ever had in my life, when the lady sitting next to me, you know, there's a sticky bun kind of pastry in Belize where you just call it bun, and it's
anything else is too hard.
Right, right. And you spell it B-U-M.
Bun. That's why. Now we understand.
And it's got like a sweet glaze on the outside, and it's a little sticky. So I had a lady carve up some bun next to me, and she goes, "You want?" I'm like, "No, thank you, I appreciate it."
Nice to offer.
She ate the entire bun. Now it's
how big are they?
It's pretty big, it's sizable. It's about a, like a small dinner plate.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's like a funnel cake size.
Yeah, it's all bread. Yeah. Okay. So she does that, and I don't know if she enjoyed the bun or didn't enjoy it enough, or she thought she needed more.
Licking her fingers.
Almost. She proceeds to take her dentures out and lick.
Oh, you told me this!
Yes, lick the sticky bun, glaze off of her dentures. And I was like, oh, okay.
Maybe that cleans the dentures and gives her more sticky bun.
I'm like, all right.
I'm surprised she didn't have a symbiotic relationship with some sort of local bird that would fly in and nibble away at the dentures. So it nourishes itself while cleaning her dentures.
Yeah, so shout out to all my Belizean people, I've seen some strange things before.
Now you brought out Q on the North Side of the Score. Q?
I was going to call to defend my actions, but my actions need no defending. I just want to explain what happened.
All right.
You see, what had happened was I was on a flight to Phoenix with a stinky, screaming kid in front of me the whole time. And normally I wouldn't be offering burgers onto the plane. Mm-hmm. But then what happened was, I get to Phoenix and it's midnight and everything's closed. So I take an Uber to Whataburger, the only thing that's open. And then I have a 6-hour flight, or I have the flight back to Chicago landing at 6 a.m. So I took the seats in the back because there was an opening so no one would smell my stinky burgers. But I'm just saying, I'd rather fly with stinky burgers than a stinky, screaming kid.
Shout out to Q.
I think we just did.
That's the other thing too. I gotta you know, I've always been the guy who's like, hey, if your kid can't handle a restaurant or can't handle a movie, don't take him. And my kid is a wild child already. I know he's only today he's 2 months, but I don't want to be the guy that that's getting the looks from everybody like, hey, get this kid off
it's
this
gonna
fight.
Happen. It's going to happen. You're going to be that guy, and you just have to do
it. Can you start him out on, like, you know, regular missions? Like, for instance, there's a local community center championship game that I want to go to this Saturday back in Evanston. And I asked my girl, I'm like, yo, I want to, you know, want to go to this game. And, I, you know, you think I should take Jason? She's like, ah, he's probably not ready for all of that yet. But do you start him off small in terms of the, size of the event?
Just be, all people want to see is that you're making an effort. The only thing that bothers me is when
they're screaming and no one's screaming,
like, or it's a toddler and not even a baby and the parents are indifferent. I think that good travelers and frequent travelers understand that babies cry. And sometimes you're that parent, and it's people want to see you making an effort. If you're, you know, jangling the plastic keys, or you're
trying to do something,
giving something,
or
you know, something you can put the paper cups over the ears to equalize the pressure. There's sometimes little tricks you can do, and it's I think all people want to know is that you're aware and you understand that you're trying to do what you can do.
Because in a former radio life, the people during the midday got mad at me because I sat there and watched as a kid went down the cereal aisle pulling boxes of cereal off the shelf because he was angry that he wasn't getting the cereal that he wanted. And Speaks said, oh, you'll learn one day. I'm like,
no, your kids,
I won't learn that.
No,
not at all.
No. Your kid's doing that. You're doing something wrong.
Yeah, you got to understand, one, when your kid's having a bad day, and two, this isn't probably the first time that your kid has been willing to embarrass the hell out of you.
No, like a tantrum like that, because you didn't get something.
Dude,
tantrum?
I had to call to the other aisle. I'm like, hey, you got to get over here right now. I pulled out the popcorn. I just started to watch. This kid starts yanking boxes of Cinnamon Toast Crunch off of the shelf because he couldn't have it. And she's counting. And I'm like, this isn't working, lady. This isn't working. Abort mission.
Yep.
Like, it was awesome to watch. And then the next day, you can't talk. You don't have any kids. I'm like, dude, I'm not a pilot, but I know if a helicopter lands in a tree. And, it's a bad landing.
Harrison Ford.
right, exactly. Like, these people got so angry at me when I mentioned that. So, yeah, I hope I don't have that situation.
Bernstein and Goffin.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Rich and complex flavor of a lovely shepherd's pie. There's a hearty meat stew and ground lamb and beef with the root vegetables and mushrooms and some garlic and fennel and savory. But instead of mashed potatoes, they're topping it with thin slices of roasted potato and then a little bit of you get the nuttiness from some Parmesan cheese and some cut up scallions on the top. This is going to be the stuff. That is a perfect rib sticking winter meal that we are going to have, even though it's going to be 60 degrees out. But this is the kind of thing where, you know, we like to not know because it's fun. The variety is great. It can monitor everything on the website. I like to make it a surprise for the kids. And this fabulous food shows up. And even if you're not if you're just a beginning cook, they walk you right through it. Everything's got a brightly colored card that takes you through every step. And this means you don't have to go to the grocery store and look for things or menu plan. It helps everybody eat healthy, well-rounded meals that come right to you. And it's less than $10 per person per meal. You can customize everything based on your preferences. And right now, you have this opportunity if you want to be part of this Blue Apron community, which is great. You can check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Dan. Give it a try. And so many people that I've talked to, the response that I've gotten personally and via Twitter, via text, everybody loves this. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. That's blueapron.com/Dan for your first three meals free. It's Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day Sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day Sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 212 to 220.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue